The content found on thebestdayever.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
Greetings, everybody. This is David Avocado Wolf, and we are gearing up for the Women's Wellness Conference, September 19th through 21st, 2014, and you are invited. It's going to be at the Orange County Hilton in Costa Mesa, California. Great time to come out to California, fly into LAX or John Wayne Airport, and meet us out there at the Orange County Hilton. So it's going to be those 3 days, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and then we're going to do a little bonus event on the 22nd. All the details about the Women's Wellness Conference are at www.womenswellnessconference.com. We're going to have a great lineup of speakers. Dr. Bruce Lipton is joining us. Dr. Bill and Martha Sears will be there. Dr. Sarah Gottfried, Lisa Rankin, Nadine Artemis, Donna Gates, Dr. Roy Dittman, and Tara Warner. And this is a woman who I met many, many years ago, probably 15 years ago, by being on her Aware show. Her name is Lisa Garr, and she created the Aware show. It was probably about 15 years ago, 1999. And it was based on her desire to live in and contribute more to a conscious world. Her media outreach includes her Aware show. It includes her Being Aware, which is on the Hay House Radio Network. Inspirations is another show, which is featured on Gaiam TV. And she's also got a very popular web-based interview series, which gives her fans the opportunity to both hear and see her guests on Google Hangouts. Now, she's been an awesome friend for a long time. So with no further ado, welcome Lisa Garr. How are you doing?
I am awesome. Thank you so much. Because, first of all, I just say thank you because you have seen your teachings change my body and my life over the past 15 years and my conversations. And you have really, really helped just completely kind of change my entire perspective and health, really.
Right on. Thank you. And I have seen you change so much. I mean, you look better than ever. You look younger than ever. It looks like you're doing what you love. I'm super happy that we've kind of switched roles. All of a sudden, I'm interviewing you. How awesome.
I know. You're pretty good there, David. I like it. You're doing a good job here.
Tell us a little bit about, I guess we'll just jump right into this. I want to know for our audience that doesn't know you, what has made you so passionate about health and about conscious and aware choices? What is it inside down deep that really fuels you?
Well, I live a really super full life, pretty much just like you. Almost every hour is booked of my day. And if I was doing that being sick, and I had, in the past, my energy was way low. I had thyroiditis, Hashimoto's, and a myriad of other illnesses. I couldn't contribute as much as I needed to contribute being as sick as I was. And I was, taking caffeine, after this, after that. I was just looking for the stimulants in order to keep the passion going because my body was in pain and my brain wasn't working. Several years ago, I guess in 1999, when I created the show, one of the reasons I created the Aware series that I created is because I had a very, very tragic accident and I damaged my brain in several places. And through years and years of rehab, repaired my language center of my brain and the memory center of my brain and my body and so forth. I had to come from that place of being, knocked out completely, near-death experience, went to the kingdom and back, to then trying to repair my brain and then burning my body out completely to realize I could not live like that any longer. I wasn't practicing what I was preaching. I was loving the consciousness and awareness that I was talking about because that was not a conversation I was having earlier in my life. That's why I so much wanted to talk about it. But I couldn't do all that I wanted to do being sick. And that's, you know, one of the best things that I basically created was I started interviewing people like you and going, gosh, this is not right for me. This needs to work better for me. And I'm not working out this way in my life. And I need to think better in this way. And over the years, started to change my thinking around it. And I've just been incredibly blessed to do what I do, because unless I have interviewed the people that I've interviewed, I wouldn't know what I know today in order to heal my body. And it's been an amazing journey. So it's a life's work.
Tell us a little bit about some of the key tools and key insights that you've gained along the way that's really helped you to heal your brain, your thyroid, get your energy back.
Okay, well, first of all, one of the main things that I do every single day is I must move my body. I come from some pretty awesome genetics. My mom, bless her heart, had thyroid cancer. I mean, she had her thyroid removed because it was cancer. Grandmother, thyroid cancer. My dad, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, multiple back surgeries, as well as my brother, antidepressants. I mean, 13 different medications combined. It's just, those are the genetics. That was what I was dealt. And I learned very early on from Bruce Lipton that you do not have to, you are not your genetics, that you can consciously change the DNA by not activating the genetic markers that you are given through the environment. So if I do not allow my environment to activate those and turn on those genes that I was dealt, then I could live a potentially really happy, normal life, right? So exercise for me is the number one thing that I do every single day and creates a whole cascade of things in my body. And I could go into it more, but it doesn't really even matter what your level of exercise is. As long as you start the blood flowing, it activates their detoxification channels in the body. So the proper estrogens stay and the bad estrogens start to detoxify and the bad fats start to detoxify out of the body if you put them in. You can really start the detox channels just through movement. The idea is not to put the bad stuff in the first place so that all your body's doing is just clearing, 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 clearing. And so you get a reset button every single day. And that's what I love. That's my big thing is I'm a huge advocate for exercise. It also creates those great happy chemicals in the brain, right? The serotonin releases and the neurotransmitters start firing and the dopamine releases. All of that is done through exercise. A little bit of adrenaline, but good stuff. That's the healthy adrenaline.
I was reading a book, trying to remember the name of this book, and it was all about exercise for mental health. That was the main focus of this book. And it was really interesting, that side of it, the neurotransmitters, how it's related to exercise, the effects of exercising every day on your overall state of well-being, on your energy levels. It's a big topic.
I've gotten it down to a science in my own personal body that I can feel literally in the first 10 to 15 minute window, my thoughts change, my ideas, my self-talk changes, and all of that is a result of the cascades of neurotransmitters and happy chemicals that release in the brain. I can literally go into a workout going, oh my God, I got this to do and that didn't work out. I'm really tired, didn't get enough to sleep. 15 minutes into it, I'm on fire. I've got my day planned. I've got a positive conversation happening in my brain. And that's as a result of all of those great happy chemicals that start to release when you start to move the body and move the blood. And I'm sure there's great studies done on it. I know my personal body and who I am with it to feel the conversation start to change. It's really cool.
Right on. I feel like that too. I just feel like it's such a mental clearing and it just makes you feel good. And it's just more of a feeling thing than the side effects of, looking good or any of that. Let's talk about foods a little bit, because over the years, we've had conversations about raw foods, superfoods, super herbs, water, salt. What are some of the things that, due to your experience, y'all interviewed and all the incredible research you've done on health and nutrition, what are some of the things that you find that are like regulars for you that most people would have never heard of?
Okay, well, first of all, I learned a big thing that was a big motivator for me, that once you have one autoimmune dysfunction, which for me was the thyroiditis and Hashimoto's, you have a 70% chance of getting a secondary autoimmune disease if you do not treat it with food. And this whole Hashi thing for me was difficult enough. I did not want to sign up for the end of life for me having rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or Crohn's or chronic fatigue or any one of those other myriad of secondary autoimmune dysfunctions because of lack of awareness. So that for me, because I have a child and because I want to live a very high quality of life with her into my later years and have the energy to be with her, I nailed it. The stakes were high for me. So I got very serious about my food. For me, it was a matter of life or death. And I, every single day, know that I need to eat every 3 hours. This is what my body needs so that I don't go into the blood sugar swing, so I don't dip too low, so that my metabolism stays burning, so that my brain gets enough nutrients and carbs that I need. I also learned through my specific body, through many tests that I've done with blood and urine and stool and hormone and saliva and multiple times, that my body particularly needs protein and vegetables almost every 3 to 4 hours. And that is what has helped me from the diabetes and the high cholesterol and all those genetics that I was given, is that every 3 to 4 hours, I have some form of very clean protein and very clean vegetables. What I do not put in my body is anything else. No dairy, no sugar, no wheat of any kind, no grain of any kind, unless it's a sweet potato, no nightshades of any kind. I, my own body, that's what was tested for me. No eggs, no nuts and seeds for my particular body because I'm allergic to them. But that's okay. I looked at the beginning of that diet for me as, oh my God, this is so restrictive. How could I ever live this way? For several years into it, it's a freaking lifesaver for me and for my body. And then with all of my green juices and green foods, that's how I've been able to work with my particular system. But I only did it through testing every single function of my body. And a lot of things were broken, like my carbohydrate metabolism and all that stuff was kind of absorption and all that wasn't working. So these are the types of things that I needed in my body to switch those types of functions back on.
Out of all of that you've learned, you're going to be joining us at the Women's Wellness Conference, obviously, on the stage. You're going to be taking a stage there. Give us a little sneak peek about what you're going to be talking about.
Well, I'm first of all going to talk a little bit about my how I healed my brain from that massively traumatic injury. And even somebody without a brain injury can do what I did in terms of either what I did was a form of neurofeedback and EEG. And it is now being widely used, not only for kids on the autism spectrum and seizures and that range, but it's being used for improving memory. It's being used if you have out of control appetite. It can work on the appetite centers of the brain. It can be used for peak performance and for focus. It can be used for depression, hugely popular for depression. Can be used for anxiety. All of these things, it just your brain starts to work with a particular program in the computer after the electrodes are put onto your brain. And how your brain responds starts to train itself. So I'm going to talk about my experience of going through EEG, how it works, what I did to wake up the centers of my brain that I damaged, but also how it can also be used for hormone balancing as well. It's so many things in your life are based on brain chemicals. If you can learn how to program and retrain your own brain to release the proper chemicals through something like EEG combined with your proper diet, there are so many things that can be healed. And that is a license for freedom for so many different people. You don't have to fall prey to your genetics. And so the combination of what Bruce talks about and what you talk about with food and through the EEG and through belief systems, it's obtainable. You can either put diseases and illnesses deep into remission and reverse some of the effects of them and sometimes eradicate them completely, but mostly you can put them into remission, which is really wonderful.
That's fantastic. I mean, you've definitely transformed your life. You look completely different than the first time we met. You look so healthy now. You're actually like the picture of health.
Aww.
And you know, at this stage, I think for you, it's really about that maximization of every single day with your family, your life, your career. So the question I want to ask you is, what does the best day ever look like for you? What are the components of your best day ever?
My best day ever is being the model that I want to be and that I am for my family and for my audience. If I don't walk my talk, I can't talk about something that I don't do. And so what I'm doing, say, in my own family life here is, okay, so my daughter got my genetics, that were my mom's, that were my grandmother's. I get to be the model of how to eat for her. It's just great. I get to be the model of how to connect people in my audience that I do on my radio shows. And my major purpose on this planet is to communicate information that inspires positive growth and change for people. That was a download that was given to me by spirit, by God, and it is my purpose on this planet. So my ideal day and my best day ever is when I'm living and fulfilling that purpose of being a conduit for information that inspires their positive growth and change.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That was awesome. What's happening with the Aware Show? Tell us a little bit about what's going on with your different, I mean, you have so many, you have your inspiration show on IMTV, right?
Yes. And I also picked up, I'm also a rotating host on Coast to Coast as well. So on that great program that's over, I think 500 stations across the world, 20 million people listenership. I mean, it's great. The whole point is that every single day I ask God in the universe how I can be of contribution and to provide the biggest platform possible. So the universe just keeps blessing me with bigger and bigger and bigger platforms. And that's my whole idea is increase the reach. I want to be the beacon on the biggest hill out there so that people can hear that change is possible.
That's amazing. So Coast to Coast, and then you've got your Aware Show platform, and then, of course, your Gaia TV. That is awesome.
Oh, I'm excited because I have a brand new book coming out with Hay House in January. So it's my first
book. All right. What's the name of your book?
It's called Awareism.
Awareism. And what's it about?
It's about my story that I talked about, my near-death experience and what I gained from that, and then how I use moments of that experience to create different awareisms throughout my day, throughout my life, into other people's lives and days. And it's just basically bring awareness into your life. So those are the awareisms. They're little moments, they're gems, they're conversations, they're ways to bring conscious conversations into your life.
Awesome. I mean, I think that's a summation of your message, bringing awareness into your life.
Yep.
And I want to thank you for joining us here for this last few minutes that we've spent together. And I really appreciate your participation in the Women's Wellness Conference. You excited about being there?
I am so excited. And you know what's really funny is that I'm also nervous because I am a microphone person. I'm not a stage person. So I get to exercise that stage presence. I'm really excited about connecting with people face to face. It's going to be a great weekend.
So we're all getting together, Women's Wellness Conference for everybody who's listening right now, September 19, 2021, in this year, 2014, at the Orange County Hilton in Costa Mesa, California, which is just south of Los Angeles. That's where we're all going to get together. It's a great venue. We've been doing events there for 6 or 7 years. It's going to be really like a lot of fun. It might be the event of the year, the way things are shaping up.
I always recognize in the room that everybody's having such a great time. My mother-in-law went 1 year and there's goodies and treats and booze and it's a fun fair.
$20,000 in free prizes are going to be given away. And if you're listening right now, you want to join with us on that conference, just check out www.womenswellnessconference.com. And then if you're going to be staying that extra Monday, the 22nd, we're going to do a small event where I'm going to be teaching longevity yoga, and we're going to have some foods that are going to be shared. I'm going to have like a kind of a fun, I think it'll go from like 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Have kind of a fun little morning brunch and afternoon little party. And then we'll go back to our lives.
Nice. Well, you are really wonderful at putting these together, and the lineup that you've got is great. And there is so much to be learned. So much to be learned with all of your research and your passion about your research.
I have to say, I am absolutely ecstatic with what I'm learning right now. I can't even believe it. I can't believe that no one's beaten me to the punch on this particular subject matter. And there's really nothing comprehensive written on this. And it's the most obvious thing, which is when you look at a food, it's its color that's the first thing that you notice.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that to me is amazing, that is that obviousness of it and the power of the information that supports the color it's really going to be cool.
I'm excited about that. Well, it's because you were meant to do it with all of your information and everything that you know about foods and qualities of foods. Yeah, you are the perfect person to do it. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us. Well, I'll let you get back to your busy day. And thank you so much. We're wishing you the best day ever.
The best day ever. And thank you for interviewing me. That's exciting. I mean, you're a great interviewer.
This is great. Thank you. And that's coming from the best. So I appreciate that compliment. For everybody who's listening, this is David Avocado Wolf. I've just been joined by The Aware Show's Lisa Garr. She's an incredible media personality and interviewer. So make sure you get on the internet and look for her or find her on Coast to Coast AM. And if you want to join us again, www.womenswellnessconference.com. We're both wishing you the best day ever.
You got it.